Vivian DeMarco guided her car onto the shoulder of the country road and peered out through the windshield into the black night. Her eyes skirted to the side windows as she tried to see something, anything. When that failed, she turned her gaze to the rearview mirror, then let out a long, slow breath. There was nothing. Nothing but the darkness and the deafening sound of rain hammering her car. It was a dark and stormy night, she thought to herself, with a rueful sort of inevitability as she loosened her grip on the steering wheel. Here she was, alone, in the dark on a deserted road and in the middle of a torrential spring downpour. Her life had become a series of clichés lately, and tonight was no different. As if in a bad movie, she'd been felled by a simple flat tire. She craned her head forward and looked up through the windshield again, debating whether or not to risk the pelting rain. She knew storms like this moved on as fast as they came in, and so after listening to raindrops the size of New Hampshire lash at her car, Vivi put her faith in experience and opted to wait. Still, as she sat listening to the metallic sound of her roof taking a beating, the clichéness of the situation of the past year did not escape her. She was just a woman who'd thrown herself into her job after a searing loss, a job that had propelled her to the brink and finally catalyzed a meltdown of epic proportions, a meltdown that drove her away from everything she knew in an effort to find herself again. Honestly, all Vivi needed now was the urban legend hitchhiker scratching his hook along her window. But at least the hitchhiker would make a good story. As it was, her life story was all so prosaic that if it were a book, it would never make it past an agent's slush pile. With a sigh, she pulled her mind from her uninspiring existence and glanced at her GPS. Judging by the tiny map, she wasn't all that far from her destination, a place her aunt had been telling her about for years. Windsor, New York, was a small town in the Hudson Valley, and having been in her fair share of small towns, Vivi figured that if she saw anyone on this night, he or she was more likely to stop and help than to stop and slit her throat. But either way, the storm was letting up, and she wasn't going to sit around and wait for help or anything else that may or may not come. She knew how to change her own tire. However, in the dark and wet, what should have taken her no more than 20 minutes took 40, and after tightening the last bolt, she needed to stand and stretch out the kinks in her back and shoulders. The now gentle rainfall had soaked her clothes, and water was running under her jacket's hood, down her neck and onto her back. At least the job was done. With the smell of wet earth hanging in the humidity, Vivi paused. Taking a deep breath of the heavy air, she inhaled the cleanness of it, the purity of the scent. No pollution, no smells of the dead and decomposing. And knowing Windsor would have somewhere she could stay for the night, Vivi ignored how uncomfortable she was for a moment and savored the peace as a sense of calm settled over her.